flying like a fast train. I don't feel a thing till when I pull into my station. I just crash and burn. Crash and burn.
bird note. Why do some birds gather in flocks? And why do some even join forces with other species? For pure elemental reasons, of course, to avoid predators and to find prey of their own. When birds fly in a flock, each individual bird is less likely to be captured by a predator, like a falcon. A single bird in a flock of 20 has only a 5% chance of being chased, whereas a bird alone is the only game in town. All that confusing movement makes it far more difficult for that falcon to concentrate on any one bird. And a flock of starlings, a murmuration, might even dive on a hawk, scaring it away. Imagine a whirling mass of thousands of birds headed right for you. With many birds together, there are more eyes looking in more directions, so birds spend more time feeding and less time looking around. And this is true across species as well. Some shorebirds that forage with their heads down, like godwits, will flock with birds that forage with their heads up, like curlews. Still other birds work together, like American white pelicans driving fish before them, or auklets that surround schools of herring and herd them like a border collie does sheep. See photos and videos of all this on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.
Live from the basement of the Sub high atop Burnaby Mountain. This is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. I'm trying to perfect my levels here tonight. Like, I'm messing with them again here. But I've realized that the compression really does work on the radio, so that I don't need to get everything up, you know, just under, like, the red line where it goes over, anything above 0 decibels where it peaks. So I'm just going to let the compression do its work. Very boring. That's a good set, though, relatively good. I should go back to the start. I didn't mention the first 3 songs. This is episode 94, and it started with the Toadies from 1994, and then it was Kiss from 1979 from the album Dynasty, and then Printhead, Shivering Politely from Made by Yesterday. That was the one that was printed on vinyl, and that song is not on the vinyl version. Which is too bad. Then after the first break, it was Cobra Man with Heatwave, which is a great song from... Boy, this just keeps cutting in and out. So I'm just going to go down and let the compression do its work, right? Cobra Man, Heatwave, Blasta with Raining, Koreatown Acid with the song Vibe Check, then it was Crack Cloud from Pain Olympics, that was Ouster Stew, then MJ Lunderman, SUV Regen, that's a local project from a few years back. I'm trying to remember the guy. Shouldn't be thinking. Go to Sleep is the name of the song. That was Kurt Vile from last year. And then, yeah, it was Kurt Vile, then Joachim from France, and then Hooded Fang. Those songs, the Joachim and Hooded Fang, those are like classic college radio songs from probably like 10 years ago at least. And then the set finished up with Automatic. So again, yeah, it's episode 94. No Chris right now. Chris is tied up. He's doing Studio 6. That's what they're up to. I didn't know that. I would have not come in if they're doing Studio 6. Like, I have to sneak out of here, or maybe I'm trapped until they stop recording at 8:30. I'll say hello to Ashley and Sander, who are listening, and happy birthday to Ashley. I think he's got a birthday in a couple weeks' time. So it's a Studio 6. They have an artist named Jera, who plays the bass, slaps the bass, and that is all I know right now. You can probably hear bass getting in here, into the soundproof room that is the studio here. I guess that's about it. I'm just playing music tonight, no big deal. What else can I do? I'm just going to go back and do more of that.
listening to CJ.